Leaders in Los Angeles, the second most populous city in the U.S., announced a decrease in crime. According to the Los Angeles Police Department, homicides declined around 14% compared with 2023, and shooting victims declined 19%. Officials say the declines are due to programs aimed at some of the city's troubled housing developments. Areas where the LAPD's Community Safety Partnership and the Mayor's Gang Intervention Office have taken proactive measures to engage residents saw a 40% reduction in homicides. LAPD's chief says while it can be difficult to calculate completely accurate year-by-year comparisons, the system they now use to track crime helps provide more detail, allowing for a precise understanding of crime trends. One important factor to remember is that early 2020, the LAPD transitioned to the National Incident-Based Reporting System, which fundamentally changes the way crime data is collected and analyzed, said the LAPD police chief. The system captures data on all offenses within a single incident, providing a more comprehensive view of crime, also including more data elements, such as victim and offender demographics, relationships, and the presence of weapons, enhancing crime analysis and reporting accuracy, while homicide and shooting victims are still manually counted. LA joined several other cities throughout the country, transitioning to the National Incident-Based Reporting System to comply with federal reporting guidelines, including Atlanta, Dallas, and Chicago. When it comes to crime trends across the U.S., a September report by the FBI gathered from states submitting data through the system shows national violent crime decreased an estimated 3% in 2023 compared to 2022 estimates. Another recent report from the Council on Criminal Justice, a nonpartisan think tank which gathers data from individual law enforcement agencies, found the number of homicides across the U.S. declined by 16% in 2024, continuing a decrease in serious crimes from COVID-19 pandemic highs. Despite the recent decline, crime remains a politically charged issue. According to Gallup's annual crime survey, 78% of Republicans believe crime is an extremely or very serious problem in the U.S., while 35% of Democrats agree.